Welcome, welcome. We are back into the movie world. Last episode was something.
A little random, if that's the term you can use.
This will come out after that episode.
But it's my name is Mitchell, as always.
Yeah, and you know who the fuck I am. This is my fucking podcast. Yeah. And if you don't know my name by now...
Wait. Well, it's funny because I feel like when you watch a lot of people, we should probably introduce ourselves. Well, I mean,
we've never done that.
Here's the thing.
Usually our intros are just like, holy shit, look at that motherfucker go. And it's just like, well, what are you talking about?
Not even that, but I think it's also because we occasionally don't have John. And I think we have rarely some guests, but with this new system, we have more. But you know what I mean, though. It's like we want to introduce them.
Hasn't Cody been the only one that's been on here?
I think so, but you know what I mean, though. Like, especially for my podcast, now since we have.
I mean,
we have new ways to bring some people on here too.
That's true.
But that's with the new Zoom system. But anyway, thank you for joining us.
Yeah,
I had the word.
Thank you for
joining us. That wasn't too bad.
No. We're stepping back into the movie world. We're gonna talk about a movie that we saw last night.
What was that movie called again?
Something about Bob Marley? Right?
Yeah.
Bob Marley, One Love.
Don't let them fool you.
It's a hit.
Oh, no.
Reggae is the people music.
You know you're a superstar.
I am a superstar.
Theaters on February 14.
But yeah,
I had to burp through that whole thing. I was just like, man, if this comes out and it's gonna be,
you should see me when I had to do that for the podcast. I was the sound clips I was telling you about. Yeah. I had to do like three or four in a row, and I think I had a beverage of some sort, but I had to do this loud burp because I had so much. But I played, I think it was Ford vs. Ferrari, and then all of a sudden it plays the whole thing, the beginning of the song, and I was like, and I swear to God, it got it in this close, but I took everything off. But anyway,
yeah, drink water, that's what you do.
Yeah, it's good,
stay hydrated.
But anyway, our movie experience,
Bob Marley, One Love. February 14th, they came out, I guess.
Yes.
This year, 2024.
I mean, that's usually Thursdays they bring movies, don't they? Well, they sometimes do Wednesday.
But I think for Valentine's Day, they were like, we're going to put some movies out.
I mean,
because Madam Web came out as well.
I mean, you got to respect that.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, if we talked about anyone but you, if that was the case, wouldn't you want to do that for that movie?
I would do it for that movie, since it's a rom-com, you know?
Or like we talked about Happy Gilmore. Happy Death Day, remember that?
Yeah.
Happy Death Day, it's pretty much a Valentine's Day, you know, film.
It is.
But, you know, honestly, it makes sense why they do that.
Yeah, which I get it.
But anyway, before we talk about the movie, itself.
Yeah. What are we gonna
do? How do you want to do this? I'm not saying there's a lot. It's a lot of controversy for this film.
There's not.
But you know what I mean. Critiques and other stuff like that. Do you want to start off simple with the positives first? And then the negatives?
Sure, we can do that.
Because like I said, we've stayed, I'm pretty sure last episode too, these movies are kind of iffy with you.
Yeah, music biopics are just...
Yeah. this is probably the same argument I can make of wrestling films, but I'm just saying...
The only thing is there's more music biopics than wrestling movies.
I bet you that's the same thing if you and I critique-wise, you know, for that. But... Should we start with the positives of the film?
Yeah, let's do
so that. I'll just start off. I'll bounce off you. But what do you got? What are some things that you thought that was good for the film? And just be honest, it doesn't have to be the greatest thing about right. the film. You will probably get to that at when you're talking, but is there, what are some things when you're trying to think of the audience and people that probably don't know Bob Marley? Because I didn't really know too much about Bob Marley.
I fucking don't either.
No disrespect to Bob Marley, but it's like, you know, he wasn't the guy that I knew that much. All I know him because, you know, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Because of weed.
Yeah. But, I mean, I'm just saying, what else do you know what I mean? Like, besides him doing music, and people always confuse him for Bob Ross, which I think is very funny.
That is kind of funny.
I mean, what did you expect?
A Jamaican man and then a guy who likes to paint. Like,
I mean, take the concept of painting for Bob Marley. I mean, in a way.
He paints with words.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, what did he say in the film? The cover of it? He's like, it's something simple that speaks to me. The
Exodus.
Yeah.
Album cover, yeah.
Like I said, I got nothing to say about that. And I do agree with here's the thing. I do agree with the manager's point, though.
Yeah.
Ticket-wise, that does make sense. But like I said, anyway, what are some positives about the movie for people that probably are not music lovers / artists? You know, like anybody in particular that likes Bob Marley. What are some things that you really enjoyed about the film?
So first off, I think the soundtrack for it was actually really good. I mean, it's a Bob Marley movie, so they're going to have him and his music in it.
Yeah.
And I think what they did very well is, I don't know if the actor did any singing in the film, which if he did, like in the live stuff, kudos to him because it was pretty good. But like overall, like all of the music in the background was Bob Marley's stuff. And I just appreciate when films don't have the actor sing, because most of the time it sounds like shit. I do appreciate that. And there was little to no like pitch correction or auto-tune. You can tell in a lot of other biopics that they use a lot of tools to make voices sound better. They didn't really do that in this movie, so that's a really good thing.
I was just going to add to that point. That's a good thing you mentioned that. Do you feel... Oh, I should we'll talk to you about the layer. Sorry, I got an interesting notification on my phone. what was I just saying? Oh... I think, you know, we talk about, you say those films too with the music dubs too. I mean, when I thought of that, you remember the Iron Claw we saw this past year?
Yeah.
The kid, obviously, I think it's the girl who made the original song, I believe. The one where he was playing the theme song track, he was the rock star.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think that it was the original song, but it was pretty cool having him dub that, have him sing it. I mean, in this way, you can. This one kind of just sounds more blended in a way. Because, like I said, I've never heard him sing before. But, I mean, when you see a trailer, kind of could be him, you know?
Right.
I mean, also probably passion evolved to being an actor for him, that role for him. Right. I'm just, you know what I mean? It kind of does blend well, if you take that perspective.
Right.
What else was there?
God, whoever the lead actor was, with the poor script that he was given for this, like, this dude gave it his all. and he was really fucking good. I don't know what his name was. Bob Marley.
Yeah, I just said his name. We just talked about this. He was also, in case anyone that was wondering,
Kingsley Ben-Adir as whatever.
The main character? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He, in case everyone does not know him, apparently he was one of the Kens in Barbie, and he is the main... bad guy in Secret Invasion, and arguably
really good in Secret Invasion.
Yeah, arguably I think he was the best character besides Nick Fury by far. Arguably, but anyway, continue.
But he was really good. But what happens when you do biopics, people kind of end up mimicking the musician or people, and it's just, I don't know. It's just, they're just impersonating them. And that's essentially what this dude is doing in this. And it's a good impersonation, a good impression. But it's just kind of, it lacks a lot when you know and you have the picture of Bob Marley or another musician, actor, whatever, in mind. And it's just like, oh, cool. You're looking into a mirror. Why, essentially.
Is this a positive you're still doing?
This is more kind of mixed, I guess, know?
Well, I only asked because we figured positive.
But yeah, those are really the only positives I have for it. I mean, all the acting in it, everybody in the movie is pretty good. There's some overacting in a couple scenes, but like other than that, like most of the acting is fine.
I was going to say, probably besides him, probably the best character is supporting actors, his wife.
I like his wife.
I've seen her. She's been in a couple stuff. Then, I just can't think of it. I think, was she in It? Well, not It. No, the horror movies. Us.
Hang on.
Was she the main character in Us?
I can look.
Yeah, I recognized her. I thought she did great.
So Lashana Lynch. No, I don't think it was her. She's in Marvel as well.
Yes, Marvel. I knew it was something along those lines. We just saw her in something. No.
So she plays Maria in Captain Marvel.
She's the one that...
Maria Rambo.
She was the girl's mother, and then...
Yeah.
Spoiler, anybody hasn't seen Captain Marvel or the Marvels, but you know, she's an X-Men now.
Yeah.
But I knew I recognized her.
She's literally one of the best roles in those movies, like Captain Marvel, the Marvels. She's one of the better characters, I think. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, there wasn't really much to go off to, too.
Exactly.
Besides Ms. Marvel and whatever.
She's really good in that role.
Yeah, there's some others. Like I said, I bet she does more.
She's a good actor. She was in No Time to Die, the most recent James Bond movie.
Yeah, I remember that. Remember that.
And then she was in The Woman King, the African leader, I don't remember what character she played, but
she must have been like their sidekick or something.
But it was
interesting. But
regardless, she's good. So
there was I think there was one other thing I noted too. The other thing I think I noticed, our other friend, our roommate Luther, came with us, and I think his excitement kind of brought the movie too. This isn't just him, but I think the idea of the film Peace, I think
that's Bob Marley's messages, like peace and nurture and love and all that kind of stuff.
I think besides, you know, story wise, I think the message of peace and what they were going to, and like I said, we could talk about like some of the things that weren't great, but I think the idea, if I would have got more of the film, the idea of peace and towards the last portion of it, and then I think probably it was the first 15 minutes in, before that happened, the shooting happens. Spoilers, you're gonna see. I think it was good because I think, like I said, peace and story-wise just told the idea of what peace was, especially with all the controversy it came through. And like I said, you could probably explain a little bit more of that in a few minutes, but I think the idea of peace kind of like helped the movie in a way too. And like I said, it could be better, but like I said, we'll talk about it in a few minutes. But I think the idea of bringing the idea of peace in the film was pretty nice too. The theme of why, you know, we should all come together during these wars. Cause when did this happen? What year? Like what was going on?
So what was going on was Jamaica was kind of, so don't quote me on a lot of this stuff, cause I don't know much about this.
Yeah.
But, a lot of, stuff was going on in Jamaica during that time. Just a lot of violence and a lot of people kind of butting heads. Essentially, I think it was, I honestly don't know if it was just like people who were part of the government or like what the fuck was going on, but there was a lot of shit going down and people were just angry during this time. And it just kind of, the turmoil inside the country is kind of what this movie was trying to, poke at, but it, in many ways did not succeed because they were just like, oh, hey, this is going on. But Bob Marley's going to go to Europe for the majority of the movie.
Yeah. And I was just going to say, I think maybe the idea, cause were they mad at the Americans at the time?
I don't know if there was much Americans.
Well, yeah. I mean, like, they were mad at a certain group, I shouldn't say the government, but like they were mad at some movement going on too. I mean, Bob Marley had to keep reading it through the papers and
Like all the shit that was happening.
And it just, I mean, it just sucks. Like I said, I wish I would know more about it, but, you know, it's just kind of the unity. I think the thing of peace, I think that message kind of brought through greatly. But, yeah, otherwise, besides that message of peace, I think those were, like, the main positives about the film. Yeah. If you can, there's probably a few more little ones are missing. But since the positives are done, now it's time for the negatives. And like I said, this is just coming from one music lover to a guy who likes music but not as passionately as you do.
Yeah.
Trevor, knock him dead.
Knock him dead. All right, well.
And I'll ask questions on the way.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. That's that's kind of the formula we've done for this. So there's, I was not looking forward to seeing this movie. Just based on the trailer, I'm like, this is going to be a fucking terrible movie, I said. And I mean, it's not a terrible movie, but it's still not a good movie by any means. For one, you're going through basically a whole man's career in an hour and 40 minute movie. In what way does that work? Like, it just feels more scrambled than the eggs that I make in the morning. Like, it's just a big mess. It's gooey. Sometimes there's like little specks in it. Usually the pepper that you put in the seasoning, which is the good part of that. So that's the music part, which is good. But like, there's just so many things going on. The peace thing, which is a good message to have, but they show it like for 10 minutes of the movie. And then they kind of show Bob Marley just doing these random fucking things, going on tour, recording his music, and then just fucking around. Like, it's just, it's a biopic. It's supposed to be a biopic of a guy, not a greatest hits thing, which most of these biopics do for musicians. And it's just like, get it together. Like, I want to see a cohesive story, not just, oh, this is where he was at this point. Oh, got shot. Okay, now he's gonna play a show, miraculously recovering in a day or whatever the fuck it was. And just like, I don't know. And like, I don't know much of Jamaica's history. I don't know much of Bob Marley's story, but there's definitely scenes in the movie where I'm like, that probably didn't happen. Mainly kind of the scene where he's yelling at him and his wife are getting in an argument that's for dramatic purpose. I can guarantee you that's probably for dramatic purposes. If it's not, tell me I'm wrong. Cool. That's fine. But I can tell you, I might revisit this movie at some point when I'm doing, you know, the research on just the historical accuracy of films and stuff like that. I might come back and do that for this movie just for the sake. I'm watching this and I'm like, okay, well, there's some cool parts here that you're showing me, but I'm not getting a full picture here. I'm just getting little side quests. And I think I might do some research on Jamaica, Bob Marley, and kind of the music scene, I guess, in Jamaica, the reggae genre or style, I guess. I don't know. But that's kind of what I might do. It's disappointing. Like, this dude had a huge impact on one country, and then you have people making a movie and then just doing all of this random shit. And then not staying true to who Bob Marley was, because why the fuck are you showing the majority of the movie in Europe? Yes, he recorded shit there. He did a bunch of stuff there, but it would have been a better movie if they just focused on the turmoil in Jamaica and then his personal struggles with that. Like, he could have still went to Europe, but you could have seen more anguish in his face. You could have seen him being like, fuck, man, like, shit's going down here. But they didn't do anything like that, because in the movie they're like, I am a people person. I am here to spread peace and love. Well, then why the fuck do you not like hone that in the film? You say it. It's like if I wrote an essay on whatever topic. God bless you. On like a random topic.
Thank you.
And I didn't give any backing information of why this is a good idea or a bad idea or anything to support me saying that this event in history is important. Clearly, Jamaica's important to Bob Marley, but you only see that in newspaper clippings. You rarely and seldomly see his reaction to those things. And that's what's not infuriating, but it's very disappointing. But I wrote there's this film app called Letterboxd. You've heard of it, I'm
sure.
Yeah,
I've heard of it.
So I wrote a little review of the One Love. I gave it 2 stars. And I put another terrible biopic with the formula of violence, party, some recording sessions where really nothing gets done, an asshole takes advantage of the said artist, Bob Marley. marital problems, which him and his wife are having problems, and they just glossed over that for a moment too. Like, if you wanted to show dramatic shit, show them being, you know, not happy with each other, which I guess happened. I don't fucking know. And then montage sequence of a tour. This is in every fucking biopic. They did it here. When he went to Europe, they're like, oh, Paris, Belgium, what up? London, Netherlands, all these random places. And then and then the main character having one last triumphant moment, which was him going back to Jamaica. That's the fucking formula for all these biopics. And this does it the same way. It's lazy as hell. And yeah, and then I continued and said, this is 1 hour and 40 minutes. That's a whole lot of story in so little movie, and with a much more complicated story that was not shown. I said they could have made the whole movie about Bob struggling with the fact Jamaica, it was in shambles, but they did all the other bullshit stuff that I listed previously. And in all caps, I said, make a good biopic for once. But that's kind of my thought on it. It's just boring. This movie, it was 1 hour and 40. It felt like that, but at the same time, it felt like the world's longest movie because of them doing so much shit and so little time.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I mean, that's kind of a good way you said that, because, you know, in parts ways, do you know that moment in a film where it's like, do I care?
Well, no, like, especially in most like, biopics, they want you to care about this person, but 99% of the time, you don't care about the person that they're doing a biopic on.
Yeah.
Or the message that, like, this character is supposed to be conveying. I didn't fucking care about Bob Marley being like, peace and love, guys. Let's be happy. I didn't buy it.
You liked the message, though, but you didn't.
I liked the message, but I didn't buy it because, like, they didn't show anything. They show him getting shot in the first 5 minutes of the film, and then they didn't show any other violence. They showed him maybe struggling for, like, 2 seconds, like, when he was on stage that first time after he got shot. He was like, oh, God, there's a guy in the audience trying to shoot me. Like, he was just seeing that shit. Yeah, but, like, that was one of the only times they're, like, showing him struggle with that. And then they were just like, oh, let's put that in the back burner. Let's go to Europe.
Yeah.
And it's just like, come on.
Do you, with that question of violence, is there more that people should be known about? And if there is, do you think it would be good to put it in this type of movie?
It should be. I like I said, I don't know much about, like, this time period in Jamaica or anything like that, but I know it was a very turbulent time, and I know that a lot of shit happened, and it was not good.
Yeah.
And if you're going to make a movie about fucking Bob Marley, stay true to that shit. Like, show us what the fuck is going on. Like, don't be like, oh, there's some things going on, and then not talk about it. It's like saying, oh, wow, the South is really racist, but then you don't say anything about the racist past in the South in America. Like, you need to fucking give examples. Like, this is stupid shit. Like, you're like, oh, but then there's the argument. Oh, but people can just do that after the movie. Some people don't want to fucking do that. They're not me who wants to fucking read every single fucking thing after you see a movie. Some people watch a movie and they're like, oh, cool. That's what happened. That's all I need to know. There's usually more to the fucking story.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, speaking of more to the story, you talk about the origin story. What did you feel about the not choppiness, but like the idea of like, you know, we have the first opening. He's at a press conference or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, it's like a press conference for the peace concert.
Whatever. Yeah. And then it goes to his childhood, I believe, or the early...
Earlier times. It was really confusing.
Like,
with that.
You know, we talked about Iron Claw, and I think multiple times you see it in the films. Even MCU, if another thing.
Yeah,
I think
they do that a lot.
I think the fan just came.
Yeah, sorry, I don't know if the...
Yeah, it caught it. Did it? Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I couldn't tell if it was my ears or...
It starts bleeding. But no. well, I was
losing my hearing, guys.
Probably it was a new setup. But thing I want to ask is, did you feel that this chopped up like version of his story, like, because it was thrown in the beginning, it was shown multiple times in the film, and then towards the end, did you feel that was the best way to explain how he got from that point to where he is now?
No.
Or is there something missing that we should be
knowing
about?
There's always something missing in a music biopic. Mm-hmm. Even in the good ones, there's always something missing because they try to tell too much story with so little time. Like, I'll give an example. Even my favorite ones, like Walk the Line, which is the Johnny Cash one, it is a great movie. But even in Walk the Line, you have that montage of them going to city playing shows. And you're like, okay, get on with this. I know they fucking toured. I know they do all this shit. I know they do drugs. Like, tell me a difference. Like, tell me something.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing that happens here. Like, there's a lot of shit that they could have talked about in here.
Do what the Iron Claw did.
Yeah.
Like, I say that because you say that exact same thing. So we get to the point of their childhood.
Yes.
And then we get to the point where...
Fuck, they could have made a movie about his childhood.
Yeah.
And then, like, end it when he was a young adult in Jamaica when shit was, like, kind of not going on. Or, like I said, last night after we saw it, they should have made this into a miniseries.
Yeah.
That's at least 6 hours worth of storytelling. They could have gotten a lot more done in 6 hours than in an hour and 40 minutes.
And we'll get to the other question I have in a moment.
Okay.
But the other thing is, too, getting back to the Iron Claw, is because... I think I said this in the podcast. We talked about all those movies. I think we were talking about how they didn't mention the Freebirds because the Von Erichs and the Freebirds were one of the greatest rivals back in the day.
Yep.
And then you say drugs. It's clear that they were shown, at least, because, you know.
They were shown a couple times.
Yeah,
in the
they were
Claw.
Shown in it, and then the crazy stuff they did in the ring. They showed the whole idea, you know, what they were doing at the time. And that's perfectly fine because they reference it a lot, and then. Obviously, towards the end, they win the 6-man titles and they're champion.
Yep.
Compared to like what you did with Bob Marley, so the story you said, like his childhood, we like to see how we got from there. And then the touring thing, you know, in Europe could be cut down even more along those lines too.
Yep.
And then because I also mentioned yesterday, America, did he ever come to America?
I believe he did.
You know what
I
mean? That's what I'm saying. It's like, are we like missing like some other things too in the film with that as well? Like those little details
I'm
that we
sure
could just skip through, you know?
I'm sure there is. Like there's a bunch of shit that is just not shown.
Yeah, it's like we kind of want to we don't have to see it fully, but it's like, can we see a reference maybe?
Oh,
can
I talk about one more thing?
Yeah, go ahead. Because I think the next question leads into what we were just talking
okay.
about.
Okay. Yeah. So when a child or a relative or anybody is endorsing a film about their father or anything like that, always take the film with a grain of salt then, because most of them, they will lie to you like straight to your face. They will lie to you. At the beginning, what's his son's name? Ziggy Marley?
If he held a gun, I would not know.
Well, fuck your dad.
Well, I'm just saying.
No, but I can't remember. But they have a little message saying, I am so proud of this movie. This is a good representation of my father, blah, 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 blah. No, it's not. If anybody from the a family of a person making a biopic, usually they get to say what goes in and what goes out. Like, for example, again, Bohemian Rhapsody were people from Queen who were like, yeah, this is what we're approving, and this is, and look how that turned out. It's a shit story. It tells a bullshit story of the band Queen. And like I said, I don't know much about Bob Marley, but I can tell you, since his son was involved in it, there's probably a fuck ton of lies in there about just who God knows what.
Are you talking about the beginning?
Like
when he's like
remember,
introducing?
Yes.
So you don't...
Like, usually when people like that produce movies, they will fit the... They will tell the narrative that they want to tell. They won't tell a good or true story. They'll tell what they want to tell. And sometimes there's some truth in there, but the funny thing about memory, how memory works, is you remember things different from everybody else. So if it's just him, you're only gonna get his perspective.
Yeah.
If you're gonna make a historical movie or a biopic on anybody, you need to make sure you have fuck tons of perspective. Otherwise, you're gonna have a jumbled, incoherent piece of shit. Kind of like this movie.
Well, I was going to say, so that part in the film, they've been doing that a lot recently.
Doing that a lot.
The thing I was going to ask, so if you didn't appreciate that, like you didn't appreciate the, not the what you're saying, but like you didn't appreciate like, oh, let's say the opening, like what they do that for a while. Like, let's say, let's go back to the Von Erichs. If Kevin was there... And he didn't say like that stuff, but appreciate like gave a little bio. That's it. And then moved on.
I would have taken it way more with a grain of salt. Then at that point, I would have been like, okay.
So
but
you,
they didn't do that for that
so
movie.
You don't. Do you appreciate that stuff or do you not?
I typically like it when they show things being like, this is a cool piece of work. Remember Tom Cruise and stuff for like the Mission Impossible? I like it when they do that, or like his Top Gun movie. Like, we hope you enjoy this movie. But when you're talking about real people, maybe leave that out.
Well, I mean, the thing is, wouldn't it be cool to see his kid though?
His kid's a fantastic musician in his own right, and he's a fantastic, like, I'm sure he's a fantastic person.
Yeah.
Just like Bob was. But when you're going to tell a story, you're going to be biased as fuck, and you're not going to want to paint any negative pictures of your father or person in your family if you're doing that.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the point that I'm trying to make, is like, you're going to get a more biased interpretation of who Bob Marley was versus an accurate one.
Yeah. Like, you're talking about like the beginning where he was saying
like
welcoming.
Yeah.
Do you think if he were to say something negative, would it be...
I wouldn't say it. I don't think he would say it, but that's the thing. He wouldn't say anything negative because it's his fucking dad.
Yeah.
Like, I understand why I understand why they do this.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to piss people off, I guess, and they don't want to do that.
Yeah.
And, like, even paint a picture that, like... This human wasn't perfect, or like there's more to a story.
So you want him.
I want an accurate portrayal of the character, but when a person from the family is usually there, they don't want to tell that full story.
Well, is that a bad thing on their remark, though?
Yeah, that's why they shouldn't be involved.
If they want, that's fair. If they weren't, let's say
could hire like directors, writers could hire these people on and be like, is this like a good representation?
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Things like that. That's fine because those are important to understand, but they need to do that with other people in their life. But from what I see, I think before I say too much.
No, I
more.
Get it. I just
need to know if like he actually helped produce it, because if he did, I think so.
Yeah, I was gonna say I'm pretty sure I saw at least three or four or even five members of the Marley family included in the film.
Yeah.
I just, the reason I question that
and
is
I just ah, man, well, when family's involved.
Well,
I,
the thing I ask about that is just like,
but I guess at least they had multiple family members, I guess, do it. But at the same time, like,
the reason why I asked is because last time when, let's say, because like, I like to say, I don't mean to bring that back up, the Iron Claw, but, or not, no, not even that, but like, let's say if Eddie Guerrero, they're debating if they're doing the new Guerrero movie. Chavo is his nephew, by the way.
Yeah.
If he were to do the same thing of Eddie Guerrero and he does the same presentation, like he just says, this is the type of movie for that. And then he doesn't use what's kind of the problems that Bob Marley, what are things you wish he would have outlined in the film? Or what do you think he would have said differently?
I wish in the movie they would have talked more about like a struggle with his homeland in Jamaica. Because it's clear as fuck that he probably was concerned, but they didn't show any concern.
So you wish he would have he said something along those lines?
Not necessarily that.
Then what's missing then? I'm confused about what's missing.
What do you mean?
Like what do you? So if you say
there's a lot missing,
well,
I'm sure.
Yeah.
But
what's so? I'm confused about the problem of having that's a son.
Yes.
What's the problem of having a son? I like I said debate. That's weird. Debate if, you know, if he's taught not going to talk about this personal struggles, whatever, and due to certain reasons, like I said, that's unanswered, whatever.
Right.
Personal, non-personal, whatever it is. What's the problem of having his, like, what's the problem of having his son on the thing when it comes to showing this type of documentary compared to, like, let's say, because I think after COVID happened, they started doing more of this stuff. Tom Cruise, we'll go with that, just because first thing I thought of. Like, what's the difference between adding him and Tom Cruise?
Obviously
crazy stuff, but
right.
what's the difference between adding his family member to it though? Okay.
There's no problem to presenting your film.
Yeah.
When you are introducing it, there's no problem with that.
Yeah.
But since he was a producer on the film, he gets a lot of say of what can go into the movie and what cannot. I mean, so does Tom Cruise. Because, I mean, he's fucking Tom Cruise.
Sure.
But the problem is when you're trying to make a biopic, at the end of the day, you're trying to make a fuck ton of money with your family name. That's just given. And you want to do the safest possible movie that you can make with that. And that's a problem with having anybody like Ziggy Marley or anybody like that involved with a Bob Marley movie is it's going to be the safest movie they could make on that person. This is the safest movie you could make on Bob Marley. Mm-hmm. But if if they weren't on there producing it and if they didn't have a lot of say in the film, you'd probably have a much different movie. I would like to believe.
So if you're saying if let's go back to Tom Cruise for a minute. So you're saying like if Tom Cruise wasn't a producer like this guy was, quote unquote, because I don't know what he did, he wouldn't have a biased opinion or like what's the
see what the difference with Tom Cruise and
explain that a little bit.
Tom Cruise he's a movie star.
Yeah, I get that.
And he's trying to make entertainment. He makes strictly just action movies. So like I don't give a fuck what he thinks about.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck what he thinks.
Screw Tom Cruise.
But like when you're trying to make a movie on a person who is huge in pop culture or history or things like that, having family involvement, it's just not gonna work because they're going to give, like I said earlier, the safest thing that they could make. And that's what I'm saying is like that's why it's problematic, I think, when you have family involved, because they're not going to tell
the truth,
a full story.
The truth.
And a lot of the time, yes. And yeah. most of it's not consciously happening. They don't know that they're not doing it because they're so biased in their own world. You need to tell, if you want a truthful story, or maybe not truthful because like not some things need to be like changed a little bit. Uh-huh. I understand that. Uh-huh. But if you want an accurate representation of a person, you're going to need more than a family perspective. You need people who have worked with him. You need the managers. You need fucking concert promoters, tour promoters. With you need Bob all Marley? Of this. Yes. Or with anything. Like, and if these people are dead, there's fucking documents you can read about them.
Yeah.
And read them. Read them.
Read them.
Read them.
Yeah. Sure.
Or you can, like, or you can interview them if these people are still alive so you can understand. Like, and then whatever the filmmakers want to do with it after they do all that, that's up to them. They can do whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah.
But they'll at least understand the perspective of who this person was the best if they had all of these people. Now, maybe they still do that with, like, people who produce movies like this, like, if they're family. Maybe they still do that.
Yeah.
But, like I said, they're still in the bloodline, so they get to say what can go into the movie and what cannot, because it's their name. Mm-hmm.
So you're saying that's a bad thing?
Yes, it is when you're trying to make a anything revolving around a historical figure or a pop culture figure.
Okay, so let's go back to the Iron Claw now. Let's say if Kevin Von Erich was a producer. If that's the case, then would you make that same argument then?
I would. It's likely that there's more bullshit in there if he was hands-on.
Yeah. Which I doubt. I don't think Kevin knows how to use a computer.
I don't think he does. Yeah. But it's with any biopic. I believe that.
The other thing I was going to ask, so I just had in my head. Well, it was something.
We got deep, man.
No, it's good because the reason I asked that, because it's confusing. If you had somebody to choose, though, who would you choose to, let's say if this is in perspective, who would you want to talk? The director then in the opening scene for that? Or like who would you want to take his spot then at least?
Probably the director. Or maybe like the main actor.
Yeah.
Someone like that.
Can you appreciate it? Do you think there could have been more said? Like more said about the, if he had the creative control, Ziggy?
Ziggy Marley,
If Ziggy, whoever else the Marleys were in the film producing, if they had more control and the, let's say, controversial, if they didn't allow them to, you know, tell the truth, like what you're saying.
Right.
Do you think you would have been more looking forward to the film then? Like the, because, or shouldn't say like that, but like, do you think it would have been more taken in historically what to expect out of the film then?
Maybe.
Like a not spoiler, but like teaser. That's the word I think.
Yeah.
But do you think it would have been teased more interesting, made it more interesting if they would have went along those lines?
Maybe. I'm not. Yeah. I actually don't know if I would have been more. That's, maybe is the answer to that. Mm-hmm. I had one other thought, but that just kind of escaped.
It's just the interesting thing when we talk about. Like we talk about everybody being used in films, and that's kind of a good way that you mentioned the son too. When it comes to those guys too. And I think maybe you could throw documentaries in this argument too, because I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people that have opened up talking about documentaries and family. Like maybe, let's go with Paul Walker, because it's the first thing I thought of. But anyway, we use a lot. They have their own opinions about the whole piece, and they want to open us up a film too. Did you really appreciate the kid? Did you appreciate him being in the film then, the opening part of the film, like seeing him?
If
he would have had more creative control, too.
I mean, honestly, it's good that they put him there. Because, I mean, like, I'm sure he's a fine person.
Yeah, I bet he seems good.
At the same time, it's just like, you can't have these people doing this. It's just, to me, it just feels disgenuine, ungenuine. Like, I know you guys love your family. I know you loved your father.
Yeah.
But there needs to be a point where you need to let filmmakers or people make a cohesive movie. And I mean, maybe the filmmakers just fell into the trap of making a biopic. And it was just like, this is the formula. I know how this formula works. I'm going to do this. Mm-hmm. That could have just happened too.
Like him just getting straight to the point.
Nothing. Yeah. Yeah. Just like, here's the script. I'm going to make this blah, blah, blah. We're going to make whatever this is from paper to film. And that fucking happens too.
Sure.
Which is another thing. Biopics are just, they're late. Most of them are just lazy.
Sure.
And like, that's just how I feel about them. And most of the time I watch them, I'm just like, there's a good story in here somewhere.
Yeah.
But 95% of the time, it's just a lackluster thing that falls into the formula that I've listed earlier.
Going back into that format, I think now I just remember the question I had before.
Oh, nice.
A lot of portions, we talk about films. I think the biggest example is Richard Jewell, we talk about how controversial that was and how crazy this film is. There's probably a lot to what there's a lot of truth to what you're saying. That, like I said, this is probably, you could read a couple more books about Bob Marley, whatever.
I'm probably going to.
Like I said, with this controversial take on, you know, the director's son and the director and the son being shown in the beginning
being
of the film. Do you feel, in your opinion, this film, if they were to add more, do you think they were just looking out for the film, the whole Bob Marley family? Or maybe not the whole Bob Marley family, but, like, how do I say this? Like, Richard Jewell, like, we talked about this. There's a lot of stuff to be, there's probably a lot more to talk about what happened with the whole incident.
Yeah, I mean, there's more stuff.
Do you think it was best that there's probably not a lot more used in this film, because there's a lot of stuff we probably don't know about that happened with Bob Marley behind the scenes in real life? Like, it's just a thing I think about. Like, do you think these things were left out for a good reason?
Usually no, because usually the things that are left out are better stories than what are put onto the screen.
And that's the thing. I was going to say, depending on the story, too, honestly, do you think this could have been added better, more, too?
They could have easily added on another, like, fucking hour to this movie. Like, this movie could have been a 3-hour movie, and it could have been a lot better. Or, like I said, it could have been adapted into a mini series.
Yeah.
Like an hour to hour and 15 minutes each episode. Like, that would equate to like roughly 7-8 hours of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, it could have been, they could have built this whole world, like the big turmoil inside of Jamaica during his lifetime. And then him going to Europe could have been an episode or episode and a half. Like, this shit could be done. And longer form television miniseries and things like that are at an all-time high right now. So I don't get when people make biopics, especially on musicians, because there's so many things that happen in these people's lives. And they seemingly want to tell their whole story. Mm-hmm. I don't understand why they don't turn most of them into miniseries at this point, because
probably don't watch it.
at this point, at an hour and a half or even 2 hours, like, you cannot get a full cohesive story in those 2 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. It just, when you look at those type of like realistic movies you do, you always think, is this the right amount you want to include? Was there more we could have been added? Was there too much? Was there more? Should we make this TV series, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera?
Usually it's not enough.
It's just, you know, it's one of those movies controversial-wise.
I mean, if anybody wants to see this movie, go fucking see it. Yeah, but I'm not going to recommend it to you. Literally just listen to Bob Marley's music and read a fucking book on him. Like, that's literally, you'll get more out of it than this movie.
Yeah, I'm like, sorry, I had to throw it in once.
But I mean, that's at the end of the day, that's all I can tell you about this movie. Like, it's a fine made movie. The music is good.
Yeah.
But if you want to know about Bob Marley, read a book. Listen to his music. Those are more capsules into his life than anything in this movie will ever do for you.
Yeah. Trevor, is there anything else you want to say about the film? I don't think there's
I don't
much
really have anything else to add to it.
I didn't expect a long conversation about that.
I didn't either, but it turned out pretty well.
It works out great. For this episode, we're getting to, believe it or not, the 50-minute mark.
Jesus Christ.
We're getting into that. I got an idea for our outro. But in case anybody's wondering, we are coming up new stuff soon. My podcast will be coming out soon. Just giving some time for that because of all the other stuff we got going on in our lives, too.
Yes.
Update about that. Trevor, we have a bunch of plans for films coming out as well, too. I assume the next one is the Madam Spiderweb movie.
Yeah, I think we'll do a Madam Web episode. It might be more shit-talking than this. I'm going to be honest. It might be more shit-talking.
I'm not because
I feel like I was pretty fair with this movie.
Yeah, I mean, you are. I mean, honestly, like I say, it's controversial. We use it, but hey, it's your podcast, so
it is.
But yeah, we'll get to that. Other than that, I think we might do a couple more. There's a couple more we've talked about, but we'll see what happens. But until then, if you've not already, go check out Trevor's Spotify playlist. Go check out our YouTube channel as well. Like I said, we got upload some more stuff, but we're still working on it. Now another thing I want to try at the end. If you made it this far, what should we leave in the comments? What do you want them to leave in the comments?
Should I leave a poll?
You don't want that.
Well, here's what I'm saying, but
sure, that works.
What?
A saying, like, you know.
A saying?
Bob Marley forever or something. Oh, no. Yeah, never mind. Time out. We're not done yet. One more. Okay, we're still learning.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask about the title.
The title.
So,
what about it?
The whole idea of the title, when we think about certain titles, there is a thing. It's called Bob Marley
One Love, right?
And we talk about the idea of a certain, like, conjunctions in the film we just talked about a second ago.
Yeah.
This is kind of a question I just remembered somebody was complaining about. If they didn't add this one love thing, do you think it would have been a whole different game too? Do you think the title would have changed this too?
They probably should have a better fucking title.
Should it just be Bob Marley period or just like,
I feel like they could have, I have no idea what they could have done for it, but they could have figured out something.
Yeah.
That is, cause I mean, like, fucking Bob Marley One Love, like, that's not gonna get asses into the theater. Like, you want to get asses into the theater too, like, especially after that trailer. Like, it's not a good fucking trailer. It's fucking terrible.
The only one that sounded good was the recaps.
Yeah. No, seriously. And like, the marketing for this movie did this movie no favors at all. And the title again doesn't do it any favors.
That's really it.
I have no idea what they could do with the title, but they should have definitely done something different.
Yeah, but like I said, that just proves all the talking we had about that. That was I know there was one more there, but yeah, that was the question I had. But yeah, if you made it this far, write Bob Marley forever.
Yeah, Bob Marley forever. I guess.
Yeah,
man.
I mean, R.I.P.
Yeah,
everybody misses him. I lied. One more question. music wise.
Yeah.
Do you feel that it deserves the recognition it gets? Because it was number 8.
Reggae music?
Yeah. No,
or Bob Marley music.
Well, just in general. The idea, just what he had back in the day, popularity wise.
I mean,
last thing.
I don't really know. I haven't listened to a ton of Bob Marley. I know I've listened to a few things.
At the time, yeah.
But I mean, this dude clearly had a hold on his culture and a hold on some markets in the music business. So I mean, yeah, I think it was worthy. I mean, is there other reggae people from Jamaica that are just as good or better?
Probably not.
Probably.
Speaking of Ziggy Marvey.
But
we just talked about Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, no, but I mean, there's always going to be someone better than the person that you like. Like, a lot of people like Bob Marley, but are there people that are
better?
Probably.
Deserve to be
that's
top
just,
10?
That's just for you to interpret. Listen to the fucking music. Listen to more reggae music. Listen to Bob Marley.
At
branch
the time
off.
Too.
Listen to everything. Like, it's too short of a life to listen to one thing over and over again. Yeah. So if you like Bob Marley, listen to other reggae stuff out there because there's good stuff out there. I don't have any recommendations because I know of like one or two other reggae people.
Yeah, I get you.
But they're good. Yeah. Listen to it and maybe I'm going to do the same damn thing and like deep dive reggae a little bit more because it's a good genre. It's good music. Well, it has a fucking vibe, you know? But yeah, that's the thing that I could say about that.
Well, I was going to say real quick, does it deserve everything he got on music wise?
Hell yeah. He worked his ass off and he did maybe a lot of stuff.
Maybe deserves the chart rates too.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're getting to the 55 minute lark. If you've got this far, Bob Marley Forever, Leave Below.
Yeah.
And yeah, otherwise, we're going to try something new for the outro. So, but otherwise, goodbye and good night.
We'll be back.
Don't let them fool you.
That's a hit.
Oh, no.
Reggae is the people music.
You know you're a superstar.
I am a superstar.
Theaters on February 14.